have sort of a much, much better idea of how good or how maybe not good he is at this point in time. You're not going to have to grade on this huge curve like you did versus Georgia. So I'm pumped. I want to see it. I like the guy's moxie.
Yeah, the Pro Football Focus ranking of Brian Maurer is one that says you need to show some more.
Yes.
Tennessee fans are going to say, okay, go. We like what you showed in the first game as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go show some more this week and get a win against Mississippi State. This is not a moral victory week. Georgia is a moral victory week in some ways. Now, a lot are going to say, hey, we're done with the moral victory talk, okay? That was 10 years ago. And I get it.
Oh, we're still there,
but,
yeah.
This is a week where Tennessee lost by 29 points, and a lot of people came out saying, I saw some positives there. There is no margin of defeat that will bring positives, I don't think, against Mississippi State.
No,
you got to win.
You're absolutely right. Nobody cares about how you measure up against a defense that's rebuilding, because that's what Mississippi State's defense is doing, that's had, you know, multiple suspensions. That has a young quarterback. I mean, the flaws for Mississippi State, the warts are there. It's just
when the game's at Neyland.
Yeah. Can Tennessee take advantage of those? Can Tennessee hide and mask some of the warts that they have to get a much needed win? I mean, you know, you had it in your podcast today, Locked On Vols, Jeremy Pruitt's like, hey, there's guys that are out there, they're working and they're hungry.
Yeah.
Now they want to go eat. They want to they want to pull up to the table and just feast. So here's your opportunity.
Time to dine as they schedule a late brunch, early lunch coming up on Saturday. I say early lunch. It's kind of late for us. We get going before the show starts usually.
Yeah, I know.
11:15 is my lunchtime.
Yeah. You know, that has been the hardest transition for me on changing shows, because for 13 years, I ate lunch at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So now I'm cooking breakfast at 7 a.m. for my kids, and I'll eat a little bit then. But it took me forever to kind of get in a routine of, when do I actually even eat? I have a lot of bleed over still in the studio. Like, I will be snacking in the breaks.
I like snacking. We like it. We're pro snacking on Sports 180. Why don't we now take a look around the sports world?
Biggest news, the main stories, the headlines that have everyone talking. It's time to take a look around the sports world. Presented by Payless Optical.
So the TV is still on TBS because of that shellacking that was on yesterday. That was no fun. I forget that Reese Witherspoon was Rachel's younger sister on Friends. Yeah,
and made a pass at Ross.
That's
you
right.
Just don't do that. I mean, come on.
You don't buy the storyline?
No, I don't buy him. I mean, maybe in super dysfunctional families, which Rachel's tended to be. Yeah, it definitely leaned that way.
Yep. So anyway, got that going on. I'd rather talk about that than the Braves game yesterday. That didn't go well.
I was actually still in my car and at a stoplight. Because I'm still having problems putting my phone down. I was at a stoplight, though. Completely stopped.
Completely stopped. Yeah, it's legal.
Looked at Facebook and... So one of my friends who is married to an Astros fan, but is a huge Cardinals fan, she posted, that's the way to start that game. And I was like, oh, stupid Cardinals. Because I still hate them. I hate them for you guys. I hate them for all those years of what they did to the Astros.
Uh-huh.
And it was 8-0. And I was just like, wait, what? I mean, it was insane. They weren't even done yet.
10-0 was the end of the top of the first.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tough one for the Braves to come back in. They did not. So the Cardinals move on to face the Nationals, because the Nationals came back last night in another disappointing postseason performance for Clayton Kershaw. I will say this time, he should not have been in the game. They didn't need him to be the pitcher there. You have a bullpen for a reason. Bring your bullpen in late in the game to get an out. But Kershaw gives up home runs on back-to-back pitches. And all of a sudden, it's tied at 3. Then a grand salami from Howie Kendrick a little bit later. Nationals on to the NLCS to take on the St. Louis Cardinals.
Man, and the Nationals, they are celebrating. I mean, this is huge for that franchise. This is huge for the D.C. area. This is the first title run ever, right? I mean, this is amazing for the Nationals. So, sorry, Bryce Harper's on the outside looking in. I wonder if he's texted any of his old buddies back there saying, oh, congrats.
Yeah.
Maybe he can go look in the mirror and feel better about himself. But, yeah, I just think it's unbelievable. I hated that the Cards advanced because, again, I don't like them. I wanted you guys to make it, but really excited for the Nationals.
I will add for Bryce Harper, not that anybody maybe at all is looking for a defense for him. He wanted to stay in Washington, and Washington didn't give him the contract offer. So Washington's
yeah, they were really, done.
Yeah, they decided to move on, and it's obviously worked out for them.
Yeah,
and I get the why people are not fans of Bryce Harper, but in his defense, in this situation, he wanted to be a part of this. He wanted to stay in Washington. Didn't work out. And then when the other team comes in with a $330 million contract offer, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, you say yes. You sign that bad boy.
Meanwhile, the Phillies have fired their manager. Gabe Kapler fired today. Timing very appropriate, probably, for the conversation that we're having. He's out after two seasons.
Yeah, two seasons in Philadelphia. Obviously, it just never materialized. I think part of that is Harper. Part of that is just their hitting. It just went cold at different parts during the season. It was odd, but we'll see what a new start will do for the Phillies next year.
So does this make you more nervous about Game 5 for the Astros hosting
Absolutely.
The Rays because of what happened in Atlanta and L.A.?
Heck yeah. And really, because I didn't see both top seeds going down. If they would have split, I wouldn't have been as nervous. But now it's just like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. This is like worst case scenario. So Garrett Cole's going to be on the mound tonight for the Astros. He's obviously solid. So I'm definitely watching, but I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole game?
The Braves game?
Yeah.
Well, no, but I wouldn't have been able to watch the whole thing because I was here working, did the TV
That's
show
right,
last
yeah.
night. But I was in my car on the way to the station during the first inning. So by the time I arrived back here, it was 10-0. Game was over. Brutal.
Did your heart drop when you opened your phone?
No.
iRobot right there.
China. You got a game that was played with a packed arena. No media availability, but the Lakers playing over there. LeBron was cheered by the fans every time. So you got the China situation, which remains an ugly one and one they're trying to get figured out. But
And now the president's here, chiming in.
Sure.
Because he can't not.
and social media is out for blood. While I think that it's not the best look for guys like Steve Kerr or Greg Popovich with their no comments, if the league is telling you, which it appears they clearly are behind the scenes, hey, you're not saying anything on this.
No.
What are you supposed to go against your employer? So I don't have an issue with them not saying anything. It's not necessarily the best look. People are trying to kill LeBron on social media. He's in China.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to do? I don't think people have a. I think
you
people are just looking for something to be upset about on this one. I think we're pointing toward the wrong thing. But if you think the NBA is just going to bail on billions of dollars, then I would think again on that one.
And maybe somebody from LeBron's team could be back here, like communicating with him and tweeting from his account. But Twitter is blocked in China. There is no access to it. And one, I just don't care about Steve Kerr's opinion or Greg Popovich's. So the fact that they don't have one or can't share it right now, I don't care. And then two, the thing about it is the NBA's got to realize you've got a lot of power in this situation. I know that those Chinese dollars just look so good to you. This is going to be a global game. And eventually, I think China will cave to this because their people want to watch this sport. So we'll see what happens. Also, I heard a bunch of college football coaches were calling China, trying to get some games scheduled over there because no press avail.
That's what they're looking for.
That fits right into what they want to do.
That's good stuff right there. Zion, good stuff last night. 12 of 13 from the field, 29 points. It's a preseason game, but bold prediction. I think Zion will make it in the NBA.
Yeah, we said it the other day in the face-off. I mean, and I think both of us actually agreed that if he's not the rookie of the year, it's because he gets hurt and is maybe out for a month or something like that because he just looks incredible. He's going to continue to get in better and better shape. I do still think he's a little fluffy. Is that a fair word to say? Look, the fluffy.
You think he's in bad shape?
No, not bad shape. I didn't say bad, but
well,
he will
fluffy?
Continue to get in better shape.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like if he's at a 7 right now, eventually he will be a 10 like LeBron.
You're being nice with a 7. 6 or an 8, what is he? 7's the out number. Nobody can get upset about six. A seven. Oh, he's a six. Oh, okay. Joel, you hear the
Maybe
word fluffy to describe an elite athlete.
Angles.
Fluffy, what's that tell you?
Well, Gabriel Iglesias uses the word fluffy to describe himself, and he's not in shape.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, fluffy is not how I would describe Zion.
Yeah. After
Do y'all think he's in great shape? Am I missing something? He's not.
He could be in better shape.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I'm saying. He's fluffy right now.
But fluffy is like a term that is widely known as being like obese.
No, that is yes. The word fat. You're confusing that with another F word, fat. That is more correlated. Fluffy means you've got a few extra pounds.
If you say
you're
fluffy,
little,
people think Gabriel
I'm fluffy
Iglesias.
Right now. I've got a few extra pounds. They think you're what?
If you say fluffy, you think Gabriel Iglesias. Because he's coined the term fluffy.
I don't even know
fluffy.
Who that is.
Comedian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't even know him.
Known as
Sorry.
The fluffy guy.
I feel a little fluffy after a bout of suicides at Ford Sanders. I'll tell you about that a little bit later.
No, you don't. You feel spelt. Yeah. Do we need to go over to words today? Get out your thesaurus, kids.
You know, the Giants players might need a little extra layer of fluff after they have to go up against the Patriots tonight because it could be a whooping. 17-point favorites, the Patriots against the Giants tonight.
And I would, I wish we could call Fat Jack today and just get a little extra side game in, but
Fluffy
I,
Jack, you mean?
Yeah, Fluffy Jack. He'll tell you he's fat. I think the Patriots definitely cover this, even though it's a monster line. The Giants are without key components tonight, including Saquon Barkley. What is Danny Dimes going to do? He can't put the whole team on his back. Look what happened to Christian McCaffrey. You go on the IR. You're on the injury report.
Yeah, I'm still leaning Patriots. Official pick coming later in the show.
You think they cover?
And then Jeremy Pruitt asked for some clarification yesterday on Brian Maurer, confirming he is the starter, saying everybody knows that. Yesterday at his press conference, also said last night on Vol Calls they'll continue to have Jarrett Garantano ready to play. A look around the sports world. It is presented by Payless Optical, locally owned and operated.
If you need glasses, if your kids need glasses, if your grandparents need glasses and you're taking care of that for them, go to Payless Optical. Why pay more when you can pay less? Great frames, great lenses, all at Payless Optical on Kingston Pike behind O'Charlie's in the TJ Maxx Shopping Center. Oh, and by the way, locally owned and operated. Love doing business with those guys.
Absolutely. Right here on Sports 180, we have a lot to cover still. Brandon says that was not the first title run for DC ever. They had the Caps run to the Stanley Cup just a couple of years ago. You meant baseball.
Yeah, I was talking about the Nationals.
They've won
sorry.
Titles
yeah.
in other sports, but yeah. Talking about the Washington Nationals mm-hmm. in baseball. Harper leaves. All of a sudden, they become super clutch, winning elimination games. They
won the wild
they
card
were
game,
fortunate
right?
yeah. to win the wild card game. Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. So go Nats. Yeah. I'm pumped. I'm definitely rooting for them because I will never root for St. Louis. Mm-hmm. This is not going to happen. Albert Pujols, the ball that he hit against Brad Lidge in the playoffs is like still in orbit to this day. And I just refuse. That killed Brad Lidge's career in Houston. You know, remember they traded him. He goes to Philly and wins a pennant in Philly. I mean, you'd send in Lidge with a 7-run lead. He'd blow it.
Oh, a little hard here on Brad Lidge.
Oh, it's terrible. But it was all Albert Pujols' fault, and I'll never forgive Pujols or the Cards.
Okay, so you're pulling for the Nats
Nationals,
here in the next round.
Yeah. Hey, red, white, and blue.
There you go.
Team USA.
Okay. They got some red there with a lot of red. Braves have red. Cardinals have red. Braves were seeing red yesterday. Golly. We'll come back. Tennessee football. Now, maybe this will give you a little optimism. A pick in favor of the Vols. Maybe the upset pick of the week. That's coming up next right here on Sports 180 on the Sports Animal. Thanks for being with us here on Sports 180. Predictions coming in on the Tennessee-Mississippi State game. We'll take yours as well as Paul heard the sound a moment ago, the chance to score a Ford from Ted Russell Ford. Paul, thanks for calling in. Do you have a score prediction for Tennessee-Mississippi State?
Yeah, I sure do. It's Mississippi State 24, Tennessee 17. I think right at the end of the game, Mississippi State's going to do it. BYU did, and so that's what I think's going to happen.
Okay. Well, Paul, we have you down. We appreciate you calling in and leaving your score with us. We will continue to take scores through tomorrow afternoon. Then we will draw one at random from the score predictions this week. That'll be the one to watch Saturday afternoon. And if that score hits, the person who predicts it will win a Ford F-150 valued at about $45,000 from Ted Russell Ford.
Yeah, so super excited. I know, Paul, that wouldn't kind of hurt for him to have to give that score. But if Mississippi State's going to win, then hopefully Paul will win a truck.
Yeah, would not hurt to take that set of keys from Ted Russell Ford yeah. for a beautiful Ford F-150. So continue to be listening for your chance to win, not only this week, but through the rest of the season. We'll do this every week through the season, thanks to Ted Russell Ford. Joel, what is our count now and all the different predictions here on the Sports Animal, Tennessee or Mississippi State to win?
I believe that's just the second pick for Mississippi State.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I thought that it would lean Tennessee. It's leaned heavily. Tennessee, it sounds like, this week.
Yeah, remember, I think I said yesterday, I figured it would kind of be 50-50, 60-40 in favor of the Vols, but this sounds like 90-10.
Yeah, heavily in Tennessee's favor. We'll continue to give you those opportunities. Now, with looking at the game coming up, Mississippi State favored by 7 points against Tennessee. The Bulldogs coming into Knoxville are on upset alert, according to Stuart Mandel from TheAthletic.com. He put out his picks for week 7, and he looks at the marquee matchups of the week, and Tennessee-Mississippi State would not be that. But looking at the teams that are ranked, Stuart makes his picks, and then he has his upset special at the end. He chooses Tennessee to beat Mississippi State 20-16, writing, quote, "I know the 1-4 Vols are awful, but I liked what I saw from freshman quarterback Brian Maurer against Georgia, and I haven't been impressed by much of anything I've seen so far from the 3-2 Bulldogs, which have played just one true road game, a 56-23 loss at Auburn. Seems like a good week for Tennessee to stop the bleeding." Mandel says Tennessee 20, Mississippi State 16.
All right.
Does that fire you up?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Stuart Mandel, he watches a ton of college football, and he's a great prognosticator at, you know, kind of like what he thinks will happen and how it will all play out. I was listening to him and Bruce Feldman earlier today on the Audible podcast, and you know, if you're looking for somebody to be upset this week, I think Mississippi State is a good pick, especially when you look. Sure. Most of the bigger names, like Alabama, they're probably not going to lose to Texas A&M, right? I mean, there's just not.
I'm going to pick Bama.
Yeah, yeah. And Florida going on the road with Trask and being a 2-touchdown underdog to LSU? No, it could happen because I'm not going to count the Gators out. I mean, this is a much better Florida team at just getting it done and gritting it out and finding a way to win than I thought they were going to be this year. But that's a pretty big hurdle to overcome at LSU.
And if you are a fade the public person, when you look at the point spread, now that's different from winning straight up, but 69% of the public taking Mississippi State minus the 7.
Okay.
Sportsline only has Mississippi State covering 61% of the time. Now, 61% of the time, again, that is the point spread. Sportsline has Mississippi State winning 78% of the time.
Okay.
So they play the game for a reason, though, not on the computer.
Yep.
It's not even 10,000 times. Like Sportsline will do.
Oh, man. We'll talk to Alan Bell later on. Yeah.
It just takes one game. I mean, this is Mississippi State at home.
Oh, I know.
This is not a big ask here.
That's what I think, too. But, yeah, so was Georgia State, and, you all know BYU, how it played out. Yeah. But, and we'll see. Brian Maurer looked like the catalyst that Tennessee needed earlier in the season that could have gotten them over the BYU hump and some of the other missteps early on in the season. He just looks like a guy that can go out and make quick decisions. Now, I don't know how many options he's being given right now. They're probably, I mean, you were talking about it on your podcast. They're probably keeping it very simple for him. Will other teams be able to pick up on that more quickly? It looked like Georgia made some really good adjustments, obviously, at halftime for that whopping 15 yards of offense in the third quarter, 14 of which came from Jarrett Garantano. But, yeah, again, let's see what he's got. This isn't Georgia.
Right.
And I do think Mandel makes a great point. Like, the Bulldogs haven't done anything that impressive this year.
These Bulldogs have a little less bite than last week's Bulldogs.
Yes. And by a little less, you mean a lot. A lot less.
You hope so. All right, we will come back. More on Tennessee.
They got false teeth in for Halloween.
Let's not go there yet. Remember what the Panthers had when they came into Knoxville at the beginning of the season. Midday Sports Minute from Joel. More on Tennessee and Mississippi State. Wild pop-up fact after the Dodgers lost last night. All of that right here on Sports 180 on the Sports Animal. back on Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. If you think about it, a lot of Braves fans in the area, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's safe to say there are a lot of Vols fans in the area.
Are you saying we should shut down the Gay Street Bridge right now? Where are you going?
Yeah, just pointing out that you have a lot of people who pull for both of them, and that's not going great. That was a really good season for the Braves.
Yeah.
The ending's very disappointing. It's been 18 years since the Braves have won a postseason series, which is a pretty good amount of time. But you can find the hats. They're all over the place. The Tennessee hats with the A on the front. What, power T on the side, I guess?
Oh, yeah. One of the guys that was featured very prominently from the stands during the Georgia game, the sad Vol fan that they like to zoom in on, he was rocking the orange A.
That's right.
A.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great hat. Somebody check on that guy. If you know him,
yeah,
holler at him.
So just pointing that out.
One of my buddies, he's actually a Cards fan, so he's happy about that. But he did go as far to put it on Facebook. He's like, hey, Braves fans, I get it. I'm a Vols and Titans fan. This one hurts for y'all, and I'm sorry. But I don't think he was very sincere about his apology. I think he was just, saying that.
Where do you stand on sincere versus insincere apologies?
I want them all. Okay. Now, I will judge your apology, too.
Okay.
And I will let my opinion be known.
Come back with an apology judgment.
Yeah. But sure. I'll still take it. Yeah. If you can't muster the sincerity, then I will take the insincere.
Yeah. My policy is the apology has to be sincere for me to accept it.
Okay.
With very rare exceptions.
Very rare.
Yeah.
Extenuating circumstances?
Has to be very extenuating.
Okay,
if offered an apology that appears insincere, I will reject.
For everybody not in the Twitterverse, can you please tell us what Jay Busby tweeted out earlier today? Because it was fantastic.
Well, yeah, this is from his story that he wrote at Yahoo Sports. I tweeted out a link. Recommend you check it out. Check out all of Jay's work. He joins us every Tuesday. We want him to continue to join us. If there's any solace Braves fans can take, this was like getting your arm lopped off with one stroke of a sharp axe rather than getting it gnawed off by a badger. Thank heaven for small comforts. Referring to the first inning, you kind of had an idea of how the game was going to go once it was 10-0.
Yeah. Oh, that
is bad.
When
it was 4-0, I thought, this is no good.
Well, yeah. Then they just kept on digging that hole.
Right. And I was accurate. It was no good at 4-0. It's just that it got worse. In fact, and then last night, the Dodgers blow a 3-0 lead. Another disappointing performance from Clayton Kershaw. Never in the regular season, I saw this morning, has he given up home runs on back-to-back pitches. It's happened twice in the postseason, including last night. So with that, we hit today's pop-up fact.
It's time for today's Sports 180 pop-up fact of the day. A quick look at a did-you-know factoid.
This from Baseball Reference on ESPN this morning. The worst ERA when facing elimination in Major League Baseball postseason history with a minimum 20 innings pitched.
Okay.
Tim Wakefield has the worst ERA at 6.75. That's no good. Clayton Kershaw has the second worst at 5.77.
Was Tim's when it was not knuckling?
Yeah, a little more knuckle needed there. But things get really interesting. So if I said, okay, who's one of the best pitchers, think very high on this list, who's one of the best pitchers of the last 30 years, 25, 30 years? Who comes to mind?
Well, currently it would be Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, him, yeah.
Yeah.
Roger Clemens probably comes to mind, right?
Absolutely. CC Sabathia.
He has the third worst ERA.
Roger Clemens does?
Who's another name that would come to mind among best pitchers from the last 25 to 30 years? Pedro Martinez?
Absolutely.
Fourth worst. Who's a guy that has dominated recently, including just the other night? Max Scherzer, fifth worst. You've got big-time names here. This is from Baseball Reference. Worst ERA when facing elimination in Major League Baseball postseason history. Wakefield, Kershaw, Clemens, Martinez, Pedro Martinez, Max Scherzer.
Wow. That is just so wild. And but you go back, especially Pedro Martinez. They couldn't get it done all those years against the Yankees. So then, and those were elimination games, I'm sure, when he's in there. So, yeah. Sometimes when you're trying to close out and you're facing elimination, they're obviously going to throw their best guy. You're not going to bat 1,000. Not going to have an ERA of 0.
Greg Maddux postseason ERA 3.27. Just throwing that one out there a little bit better. Of course, you're going to come back and say, well, where are all the rings? And I say, I don't know.
It's got one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Got that. So, you know, Kershaw, he was asked about it last night and said, look, everything that people are saying is true. What's he supposed to say? I hate it for Kershaw. I want him to have success. He's one of the best pitchers of all time. And it just hasn't worked out in the postseason. And I can't sit here and tell you why. He can't either. But he said, I'm going to be back next year. I'm going to be trying. And I would love to see him have postseason success because he is one of the all-time greats, and I think he deserves it.
Yeah, at SportsInfo 247, later on in the thread, did the reverse list, minimums 25 innings pitched. You know who is number one?
Who is it?
Madison Bumgarner, 0.96.
That's a lot better.
Kurt Schilling, 1.37. Josh Beckett, 1.38.
Hey.
You just always had to watch out for the blisters with him. Yeah. He'd always just randomly get these blisters on his hands.
The key with Schilling, it would seem, squirt a little ketchup in your socks. Hey-o.
We'll
come back. We'll come
Justin
back.
Verlander, 1.87.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, your boy, Smoltz, 2.02.
Smolty. Oh, yeah.
2.02.
Big game Smoltz. Man, he could deal.
You'll need him back.
Soroka on his way. Not going to get a chance at that 20 innings this year.
No.
With the Braves.
No.
Sorry. Maple Maddux. We'll come back. We will hit the face-off presented by Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center coming up next with Heather Harrington. I'm Josh Ward. Joel Silverberg sets us up next here on The Sports Animal. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday afternoon. John Wilkerson scheduled to join us to start the 1 o'clock hour. I say scheduled to join us after I make a Kurt Schilling bloody sock joke. That could be pending.
He dropped his chicken nugget, got ketchup all over the place, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, stuff happens.
Talk about just amazing. That was amazing, that game.
Oh, it was an incredible performance. Yeah. I joke. Schilling... away from baseball, some personality flaws maybe at times, but on the mound, he was terrific.
Yeah. Now he's, you know, you can't put a live mic in front of him. Definitely don't put him on live radio. Maybe tape delay.
Yeah, just be careful at times. But in Boston, also with the Diamondbacks, him and Randy Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Golly, it's hard to believe all the talent that has gone through the Diamondbacks and they haven't done more. You know what I mean? Like... they were really good. I mean, they've had a lot of talent go through there. It's never quite come together.
But you throwing a few stones over there.
I'm just calling a spade a spade.
Okay.
Yeah, Randy Johnson in Houston, he was awesome.
There you go. Yeah.
He was there 2.5 years. It wasn't very long, but good times.
All right. Always comes back to the Astros. Incredible.
Well, I did spend half of my life there. It's now exactly half. August of this year meant that now I have been a Tennessean as long as I was a Texan. I'm just confused on my identity.
You're a Tennessean, right? Kids are Tennesseans.
My kids are. Yeah. No, you are where you're born, and I'm a Texan.
Yeah, and I think he just finished out the year with Houston, right? And
then I thought he was there multiple years. Was it just the one?
Did that
bird explode in 1 year? Wow. I thought he was there too.
All right. What are we talking about? Let's hit the face off.
You want some? Come get some.
Head to head. Toe to toe. Let's go one on one with today's face off.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Presented by Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center.
Are you ready?
Let's get this mother crock!
Alrighty, Joel, set us up here, please.
Will the Astros beat the Rays tonight?
gun-shy at this point after yesterday. But I will say yes, Cole's been terrific. Astros are still so good. And if they do get by, I'm going to call them the favorites to win it, whatever that means at this point. But I'm going to say, yeah, Houston avoids what happened yesterday to the Braves and Dodgers.
Yeah, I think Houston's definitely still the favorite to win it. I don't know if I'd call them the favorites to win the World Series. I think that crown goes to the Yankees right now. But I do think the Astros get the win, and I hope we didn't just jinx them.
Confidence level, 1 to 10.
7.
Ah, there it is. No cop-out.
Should all sports teams ban cell phones in locker rooms or clubhouses?
Only if you know expletives are going to get out. Or, you know, a lot of these guys, I think they should ban them. A lot of these guys are walking around naked. I mean, you never know what's going to go on these videos. And now you got a rookie out there just putting a, you know, it was a fiery speech. You know, I would have more imagined that for the football field than the baseball clubhouse.
Really,
I mean,
intense.
It was awesome.
Especially
super
in the
intense.
NLDS. But,
and remember, they don't give a bleepity bleep. So, yeah, I would ban them while team meetings or interactions with the coach are going on.
I would just ban social media in the locker room. You're not keeping all the phones out. It's not going to happen. I would ban social media and say, you can't be on it. No, not in here. Take it outside, and that'll be fine.
Is Kyle Trask the best story in college football?
It is quite a story that he did not start through high school. He was a backup to De'Arik King there. He waited his turn in at Florida, and he's having success with the Gators. I'll put it on top. I don't know what the best story is. Hurts is a good one at Oklahoma. Here's an under-the-radar one. Tennessee fans may not like it. Wake has a chance to go 6-0 this weekend. Dave Clawson has him rolling there at Wake Forest.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah, Wake Forest. I'm going to say Jalen Hurts is the best story, but Kyle Trask is quickly climbing, and if they're able to beat LSU on the road this week, then yeah, give me Kyle Trask as the number one story. But what Jalen Hurts has done and just the character that he has shown, and now he's having just an uber amount of success, he's number one.
Are the Vols the underdog team with the best chance of winning this week?
You buying what Mandel is selling?
Got a shot here.
Yeah, they definitely have a shot. You know, I don't think USC is going to beat Notre Dame. I don't think Texas A&M is going to beat Alabama. I mean, I do think you have to go to kind of those second tier games. I really don't think Florida is going to beat LSU, and they're proven to be a big underdog. They might have the best chance. So if I'm not taking the Vols, maybe take the Gators. A lot of points, though.
Man, that's a lot of points.
A lot of points.
I'm going to say no. Tennessee has a really fair shot to pull off the upset here at home. I'm going to say Temple against top team in the state, Memphis. Temple has a real shot here.
You just love making me mad with that comment.
Well, when facts make you mad, keep throwing them out. So Temple, put Memphis on upset alert this weekend.
So the number one team in the state is going to get upset by Temple?
Temple beat Maryland earlier this
year. Maryland with new coach Mike Locksley? Yeah, that's saying something, huh? Yeah.
In honor of Brett Favre's 50th birthday, what is Favre's greatest legacy as a player?
Well, I was going to go big picture and say just the gunslinger mentality. Still to this day, when you talk about it, man, he's a gunslinger. He's got a little Favre in him. But I'm going to go to that Monday night game. My team was on the losing end of it, but his father's passed away. He comes out there and just puts on the show that he did on Monday Night Football. So I would say it's that. That represents what Favre could do as a player.
You might think that I'm a hater in this by what I think his lasting legacy is now, but I think it's going and playing for the Vikings and doing what he did there.
Oh, no. lasting legacy.
No, I mean, it's going to be the gunslinger mentality because you're talking about big picture, but I think for everybody, and I was a Favre fan, and I'm not a Packers fan, but I loved Brett Favre growing up. That he ended his career playing for the Vikings is just the ultimate heel turn in sports. I mean, it was.
All right, Josh gets the win.
Taking the Gators on the road this weekend?
No.
Okay. Memphis 5-0. Bowl eligibility on the line this week.
Yeah, and you've got on upset alert to Temple. You got a lot of confidence in the state pride here.
I just said put him on alert. Yeah. Put them on alert. I haven't made official picks yet. That is the face-off. It's presented by Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center. Was I bragging earlier about the fact that I run suicides there?
Yeah,
they're probably trying to run me off the court. You could do it all, though. If you want to skip the suicides because you're a normal person, you can go upstairs, do some cardio with the elliptical, the treadmills, whatever. They have the track indoor and still beautiful weather outside. You can get outside and do some cardio work. Whatever you're looking to get done, plus complimentary childcare with a family membership. It's Clutch at Fort Sanders Health and Fitness.
Yeah, and the best part of the family membership, it's under $125 a month. There's no long-term fees. There's no long-term commitment. You can go month to month. It's that simple. And when you talk about signing up with Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center, you not only get access to the five-star health club, but all the other five-star amenities that they have, like the extensive classes, the programs for all ages, the day spa, which you can actually check your child into childcare,
yeah,
and then go get a massage or go get a facial at the day spa. And they have the pro shop. So this is Knoxville's truly number one health fitness facility that you're going to find anywhere in the city.
So call up Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center. Schedule a free 7-day trial membership. 531-5000. Find them online, fshfc.com. Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center. Come experience the difference. We'll come back and talk to John Wilkerson, some Tennessee-Mississippi State talk, what happened in the playoffs last night in baseball, right here on The Sports Animal.